Here is something that's really great about 2020. Chess is cool, like super cool.
Start your clock.
The Queen's Gambit has become a worldwide hit on Netflix. The story follows the character Beth Harmon, an orphan who becomes a chess prodigy. The series has earned widespread praise for its authentic portrayal of the game. In part, you can attribute that to none other than Garry Kasparov. The Russian grandmaster and former world chess champion dominated international play for 2 decades and was a chess consultant for the Netflix series. He joins us now. Garry Kasparov, really great to have you with us to talk about this wonderful TV series, The Queen's Gambit. As a chess consultant, what did that entail? What was your job?
First, you know, we have to separate our functions with Bruce Pandolfini. I said, Bruce, you would ever think about America at early games. Beth Harmon played in Kentucky and in some U.S. tournaments. But I will concentrate on making sure that the games that will be shown at a higher level, so the top events, American National Championship, and of course, you know, the games with the Soviet players, that these games will be of a perfect quality. Not just, you know, some positions at the chessboard, but real games, because I knew that many of these games will be shown, not in their entirety, but players, even just amateurs, will be able to look at the positions and identify whether it's serious or not. And I came up with a collection of games that were based on real games, but also I added some of the continuations that were analyzed with computer to make these games real. And I think it worked out, especially in the last game. I was quite proud that I developed a new game based on one of the professional game played in 1993 between two top players, Vasily Ivanchuk from Ukraine and American champion Patrick Wolf. And actually, Patrick immediately wrote me a message after the show was released saying, oh, I recognize the game.
So, Garry Kasparov, now that the series is out and you've seen it, do the chess matches feel real to you on screen?
It's not just the way they sat at the chessboard, the way they played the game, but also the atmosphere surrounding the chess matches. Because she faced Soviet champions, the Soviets who dominated the game. I thought it would be very important to show the difference between American individualism and the Soviet teamwork. And eventually, at the end, she actually succeeded in beating Borgov in the adjourned game by receiving very valuable advice from New York City, from her American friends and colleagues.
It's interesting you mention that, because this is something that really emerges in the series, these kind of two different approaches to chess. I'm going to play this one clip. This is Benny speaking to Beth.
And you know why they're the best players in the world?
They have the best suits.
Because they played together as a team, especially during adjournments. They help each other out. Us Americans, we work alone because we're all such individualists. We don't like to let anyone help us.
I mean, the point that Benny is making there to Beth is that the Soviets are very team-oriented. When a match takes a pause or an adjournment, the Russians work with their player who's on the board. Initially, in the series, Beth is very individualistic. So, Garry Kasparov, have you seen these different approaches, and do you ascribe to either approach?
Look, I grew up in the Soviet Union, so it was not just, you know, work together during games, but also it's like a shifting experience from one generation to another. That's why the Soviet chess school was unbeatable for several generations. And in America, the best example of individualism was Bobby Fischer. And while many believe that Beth Harmon was kind of the female version of Bobby Fischer, that's where the paths separated, because Fischer never accepted anyone's help. Even when he played a world championship match, he was always very suspicious of anyone working with him. Beth Harmon's final success is based very much on the teamwork.
There's also the presentation of chess culture in Soviet Russia in the series. One of the last episodes, there's a scene during the matches in Moscow. There's a messenger boy who kind of comes out from the hall where they're playing the game to a crowd outside the chess hall. And the crowd's following the match really closely in real time. And the kid announces that Harmon has just moved the piece. She's surrounded by increasingly larger crowds of fans as she's winning matches, women and men. Is this all a fair portrayal of Russian chess fandom at the time?
Absolutely. It's even when I played Anatoly Karpov, that's already mid-80s, we had huge crowds of people standing outside of the playing halls, because even at the big concert halls where we played, you know, that could bring in up to 2,000 people, they were not big enough to satisfy the demand. So that's why the big demonstration boards outside of the playing halls, they were quite normal in Russia. And chess players were always treated with utmost respect.
I mean, it's based on fiction in the series, but what would have been the impact of seeing a young American woman flying into Moscow and taking down the country's revered grandmasters one by one? Can you imagine what that would have done in the 60s?
I cannot imagine what would have done in the 60s, but in 1970, 71, and 72, Bobby Fischer crushed consecutively all the top Soviet players. And it had tremendous impact on Soviet chess. And I can tell you that most of people I knew, they were rooting for Fischer, believe it or not. So I don't know whether it was this some kind of protest against the system or Fischer's playing style, his energy, his dynamism. But Fischer had a massive, massive following in the Soviet Union.
So in the month or so since The Queen's Gambit came out, you've spoken with a lot of people about the show, about the series, but also more generally about chess, this game that you love, that so many people around the world love. How are you seeing this new wave of enthusiasm for the game? What stories have you been hearing from around the globe right now in the wake of The Queen's Gambit?
Chess gained tremendous popularity over the last few weeks, and I hope it will be the beginning of a new boom, especially among girls. I think the story of Beth Harmon will be great encouragement for parents and for talented girls to continue pursuing their goals in chess. And I can hardly overestimate the importance, positive impact of the series for the promotion of the game of chess worldwide. It's a series on chess that has been dominating Netflix almost every country in the world.
It's incredible. Garry Kasparov, chess master, world chess champion, and film consultant now. Thank you very much. It's great to speak with you.
Thank you for inviting me.